Spoons, welcome back to Serial.
I liked your dramatic pause, Aoife.
Thanks, Katie. I learned dramatic pauses on Rian's podcast masterclass. The listeners will be wondering what happened after the cloak got away. Well, Katie and I,
and the Derby girls,
right, a whole gang of us, searched the park for the cloak. We looked everywhere, even got Nana's tweeters involved. And, well, here are the results.
It's kind of scary in here after dark, huh?
Don't worry, girls. Harry's here to keep us safe.
Always happy to keep you safe, fellow tweeter.
Yeah, don't mind the rest of us. What was that noise? It has to be the cloak. Follow it. I can see a hood. We have them. Someone, shine your torch and reveal.
It's Bee in a hoodie.
Bee? What are you doing here at this hour? What are you covering up there?
Nothing. Let me see. She's carrying a book about moths and slugs.
I wanted to learn about nocturnal creepy crawlies. I still love bees, but the insect kingdom is so vast. There's so much to learn. Please don't tell my swarm girls. They'll feel like I'm neglecting them. Promise me.
Okay, we promise. So what now, Aoife, old buddy, old pal?
Something Shauno said caused a stir with the cloak. They sent him a warning. That's where we start.
Sounds like a solid plan.
This is Serial.
Park life.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Tridmore is the beating heart of the Irish Midlands, and Ireland is, and this has been proven, the greatest country in the world.
I don't see how you can make a statement like that, Dad. Have you been all over the world?
Bee, let Dad talk.
Fine.
Children, quiet. Despite the recent unpleasantness, the council hasn't rezoned the Unity Park yet. McGainy Construction are committed to ensuring our community maintains this green space. With the bolts of protection, we will find the cloak. With the monkey wrench of togetherness, we will rid the Unity Park of this scourge. With the hammer of justice, we will ensure Tridmore continues to thrive. And that means the Unity Concert is still going ahead at the end of this very week. Let's gather and build a better tomorrow. Build! Get it? Construction humor.
Any luck getting through to Shauno?
Not yet, Mrs. Mulhall. And Aoife's been trying all morning.
You've reached Shauno, Kay. The third eye in the murky underworld of Tridmore. If you're an alien, please leave a message. If you're the local shippers, you can't legally sue a child. I never said that you are definitely run by lizard people. I said that you are possibly run by lizard people. If you're my mum, I'll be home soon. If this is the cloak, I'm on to you. Peace.
Instinct told me Shauno was getting closer to the cloak. Closer than I was. He'd already been warned off. What else was Shauno right about? What secrets had he uncovered?
Why is she talking like that?
Podcast voice.
Shauno? Wait, my phone isn't ringing.
It's mine. Harry, what's shaking?
You gotta get down here. The council sent a stark warning about recent troubles in the park. A stark warning, you hear? Stark! We could have a full-on revolt on our hands.
On it.
Whoa. Everyone is at each other's throats.
I haven't seen a fight like this since the big fight. The fight we don't talk about.
It's time to tell us about that fight.
Never. Even uttering the details will cause carnage.
I came here this morning, and a warning from the council was stuck to the gates. They say if there's one more incident in Unity Park, then...
Unity Park would close forever. This lot aren't helping, are they?
Spoons, let me fill you in. Most of the parkgoers are, well, fighting. Listen.
You should all be ashamed of yourselves. WWBT, what would Bridget think?
Change the record with the Bridget talk, Finn.
You change the record with your B talk. Broaden your interest.
Why? What have you heard?
Peace has totally broken down.
Why can't they all just get along?
Without the peace sign, they've forgotten what this place is all about. They've forgotten that this space can be taken away from us. They've forgotten about Bridget.
Exactly.
Spoons, Finn McGaney is wearing a Bridget jumper and he's holding some kind of big book.
The Big Book of Bridget. Let's begin.
Oh, brother, here we go.
Bridget Kelleher, the child diplomat who did the impossible, created peace in the formerly persnickety town of Tridgemoor, building bridges, getting townsfolk to put down their pitchforks and look past their differences. But what happened to the girl herself?
Bridget, Bridget, Bridget.
She was a celebrity. The citizens of Tridgemoor turned to Bridget to solve every minor skirmish.
Bridget! Tell my husband to take out the bins.
No, Bridget, tell my wife it's her turn. And tell her to let me hold the remote once in a while.
I'm only 14.
Too good to help us now. Someone's changed since they got famous.
Notions.
Bridget became ever more reclusive. She kept the head down, finished her schooling and left Tridgemoor behind her. Once she was gone, the townsfolks realised that they had chased her away with their petty squabbles. They looked for Bridget, eager for her to return, but she had disappeared without a trace. In Bridget's absence, Tridgemoor erected a statue. The likeness shows a girl holding a golden peace sign. For years, the statue honoured Bridget's greatest win, peace in Unity Park. Then, the peace sign was stolen and...
Nana is right. The people in this park have forgotten how to get on. And now they might lose Unity Park forever.
What's that noise?
It's bees, bees. They're swarming around Finn.
Bee, I'm telling Dad you're attacking people with your swarm again.
Don't be such a snitch, Finn.
Ugh, not another announcement for McGaney Developments.
Aoife, who is that?
I don't know, Katie.
Mark my words. The so-called People's Park will close, and soon,
No!
That announcement was made from my security van. Follow me.
Come on, girls.
This is awesome. There's no one here.
You sound disappointed.
I am.
Wait, somebody's left their jacket behind.
Harry, that's not a jacket, that's...
A cloak!
Message. I sent it to myself. Seemed like the time for that ringtone.
Defo.
I wouldn't say a cloak, I'd say more of a poncho. No, you're right. Actually, it is a cloak.
Disappearing peacemakers.
Mysterious threats.
And we know for certain that the cloak has it in for the People's Park.
But why?
You're getting into the mystery now?
Yeah, okay, maybe I am.
Ha! Knew it would suck you in eventually.
Don't gloat.
Too late. I love gloating.
Where do we go from here? How do we uncloak the cloak?
We'll crack it. We're Aoife and Katie. It's Shauno, finally.
Aoife, I've uncovered something. Something big. You've got to meet me. I'm at the...
Where is he?
I don't know. We've got to find him. Spoons, we'll be back. But first, we've got to find our friend.
See you next time on Serial.
Park Life.
Serial Park Life was written by Carol Walsh. It was produced by Nikki Coughlin for RTÉ Junior Radio with help from Aoife O'Neill
and Niamh Bennett.
Featuring
Sive Marshall Coughlin as Aoife,
Sophia Mulvaney as Katie,
Aoife O'Neill as Bea,
Tygo Riley as Finn,
Noah Rafferty as Seanan.
Jane Gribben as Nana.
Killian O'Donoghue as Paul McGainey.
Ray Cudahy as Harry.
For more information, head to rte.ie/kids. If that's your buzz, of course.